One more day. William Slater, Earl of Bellingham and commander of the British naval vessel HMS Greenwich, looked up from the map he was studying. "The winds favour us," he agreed as he moved to shake hands with the man who stood in the threshold of the captain's quarters. The intruder was not quite a year younger and bore a remarkable resemblance to him, but then half-brothers usually did. "I was actually referring to your position, Commander," Stephen said, giving Will a raised eyebrow. The handshake turned into a punch into his upper arm. "Ow!" he added as he moved to rub the spot, rather stunned at Will's assault. "Don't remind me. I can't decide if I'm looking forward to the life of a gentleman, or if I should request that the War Office deny my request to resign my command." Stephen regarded his brother for a moment. "After 6 years, I know I want dry land under my feet," he said with a nod, "especially given the lack of action on the high seas." The Greenwich hadn't shot more than a single ball from one of its 74 cannons in over a year, and that had been done to warn a pirate ship off its pursuit of a civilian vessel on its way past the Straits of Gibraltar. Will gestured towards the overstuffed chairs at one end of the cabin. "Share a brandy with me. I promise I won't report you to your commander," he teased. Stephen allowed a wan smile. "I can only stay a few minutes," he said. "I go on duty soon." Will frowned and pulled out his chronometer, stunned to find the time much later than he thought. "You and me both," he replied. "Christ, I spent far too much time on this last report," he said, as he pulled two tumblers and a decanter of brandy from a cupboard. He poured a finger's worth into each glass and offered one to Stephen. "To England," he said, his chin lifting. "To the Devonshire Marquisate," Stephen countered. Will gave a nod and sighed before taking a drink.